Good afternoon. This is James Franklin at the Hurricane Center with a 12 noon update on Tropical Storm Isaac. We can see now the circulation of Isaac. The center is visible on radar now. It is moving to the west-northwest towards the lower Keys. We expect the center of circulation to reach the lower Keys either late this afternoon or early this evening. We have a reconnaissance aircraft in there now. That's new since last hour. They found that the pressure had risen 1 millibar, so we haven't seen any strengthening. They're still working around in the circulation, haven't gotten to the area where the strongest winds probably are, up in here, up into this band. But we don't think that Isaac has become a hurricane yet, and it's running out of time to become one before it moves through the Keys. However, there's very little difference between a high-end tropical storm and a low-end hurricane, clearly the worst of the weather is going to be up in here through the lower and middle Keys over the next several hours. After that, the effects will spread along the southwest Florida coast, where we still could get a storm surge of 4 to 7 feet. There is still the chance of tornadoes. Most of that threat is in south and central Florida and through the Florida Keys in some of these rain bands. And we have gotten wind gust reports in Broward and Dade County near 60 miles per hour. So very hazardous conditions. Those winds are not there all the time. They come through in bands and it's intermittent. If you don't have to be out today, don't be out today. Even though the hurricane watch is discontinued, there are still going to be hazardous conditions all through this area this afternoon. Looking ahead, in terms of what we're expecting over the next couple of days, we have Isaac expected to move further away from South Florida and the Florida Keys into the east central Gulf of Mexico, and we now have a hurricane watch in effect that includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. That was an extension west from what we had earlier this morning. There's a lot of uncertainty in what we're going to get along the Gulf Coast here in a couple of days. We have some computer models that are taking the system on a track near New Orleans, south of New Orleans, which would be a very unfortunate track for that area. Others, more of a track on the right side of the cone, and it's going to take another day or so, we think, before this discrepancy between the various models gets ironed out. The NOAA Gulfstream Jet is flying. They've been flying every 12 hours to get data into the numerical models that should help us make a better forecast and decide exactly what part of that area is going to need a hurricane warning, perhaps as early as this afternoon and almost surely by tonight. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center.